From Washington, this is VOA News. Police in Somalia say the terrorist siege of a Mogadishu hotel has ended, but not before at least 15 people were killed. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility, saying the hotel is frequented by what it calls apostate government members. Police say the terrorists set off a car bomb outside the hotel Saturday afternoon before gunmen burst into the building, firing their weapons at random and seizing hostages. Police stormed the hotel and killed the attackers on the building's roof. Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab has killed thousands since it began its campaign of terrorism 10 years ago to turn Somalia into a conservative Islamic state. Russian and Syrian government warplanes killed at least 45 people, including children. It happened Saturday in a town in eastern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strike at the town of Kureya in the Deir ez-Zor province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militants. Meantime, the U.S.-backed Syria Democratic Forces rebel group fighters clashed with IS inside Manbij, a stronghold of IS. Afghanistan's Taliban says it will strongly retaliate for the resumption of U.S. airstrikes against the insurgent group and rejected assertions that bombing operations ever paused. U.S. military began anti-Taliban air raids in the last week, but it has declined to provide any further details. The move comes just days after President Obama expanded the authorities under which U.S. troops in Afghanistan can attack insurgents. The founding members of the European Union on Saturday urged quick negotiations about Britain's departure from the bloc, saying the other 27 countries in the Union needed to move ahead and think about the future. In a display of unity in Berlin, foreign ministers of the six founding members urged quick negotiations to avoid prolonged financial and political insecurity for the continent. Bert Koenders is the Dutch foreign minister.
People have to see the results of Europe. I think that's key. But we need to turn the page. We don't want a vacuum. And it's important now that these negotiations with the United Kingdom start in good faith, but as soon as possible.
German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier also said negotiations on a British exit should begin as soon as possible and added that intensive European discussions were needed. All of the foreign ministers spoke of the need for a speedy renegotiation to avoid instability. Pope Francis said Saturday that the world should never forget nor minimize the Ottoman-era slaughter of Armenians and urged Armenians and Turks to find peace and reconcile with one another. He and the Patriarch of the Armenian Apostolic Church participated in a ceremony and prayer service attended by thousands in Yerevan.
Questo tragico mistero di iniquità.
The Pope said the immense and senseless slaughter this tragedy has brought that the people experienced in the flesh remains impressed on our memories, and he said it burns in our hearts. Historians estimate that up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed by Ottoman Turks during the time of World War I. President Obama said that the Stonewall National Monument will be the country's first national monument to tell the story of the struggle for LGBT rights. In his weekly media address, the president said this month's attack in Orlando shows that much remains to be done to give all Americans equal standing.
There's still work to do. As we saw 2 weeks ago in Orlando, the LGBT community still faces real discrimination, real violence, real hate.
The monument includes the landmark Stonewall Inn, a tavern where the gay rights movement gained political momentum nearly 50 years ago in New York City. The tavern, popular with gays and lesbians, was the focal point of street rioting that broke out in 1969 after a police raid aimed at harassing the LGBT community. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com and, of course, the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.